You are listening to 89.1 CHUO FM. My name is Gabby, and this is your Friday news. The Black Youth Rising Project is being launched this summer by Jakku Kombid, a Black-led organization that seeks to empower and improve the lives of African, Caribbean, and Black people in Ottawa. The Black Youth Rising Project is a program that connects Black youth in Ottawa to the services that Jakku Kombid provides. The project includes workshops, TikTok competitions, mentorship, classes, and more. Anissa Musa, the coordinator for the project, explained what Black Youth Rising is.
So Black Youth Rising project is a project that we created for the summer. So it's for youth aged between 15 to 29. And it's basically, we serve leadership skills, mental health support, employment resources, guidance. We have workshops over the course of the summer. And it's basically youth-centered, and we're just trying to highlight the importance of youth as leaders and try to give them a voice and kind of a space for them to just feel free and connect with other youth. So it is kind of like a multitude of different events and programs over the course of the summer. So we have, for example, we have tutoring services, we have the workshop information sessions, and then we also have some like TikTok challenges that we do to just kind of outreach to youth. We have a mentorship program, we have an African history class, so it's just kind of trying to get youth involved in all the services that we offer at Jakku Kombid. We also want to do some game nights at the office now that the lockdown has been, restrictions have been lifted a bit. We were trying to do like some cooking stuff, some game nights, just kind of like a safe space for them to just come, chill, talk. The goal is basically to get them involved in extracurricular activities so that they, of course, try to stay away from just being on the streets or getting involved in some negative behaviors.
Musa said she is excited to be helping to organize this project because she thinks it is something that is needed.
So I think it's very important because there's often not a lot of services directly focused on Black youth. We have like general services out there for everyone, but they don't really relate to their white peers, I think, as often as usual. And I think it's nice to kind of have some specific programs designed directly for Black youth for them to feel more safe and more comfortable and fit in a bit more with other people that are like them. Also, there's a huge stigma around mental health in the Black community, and we want to just highlight the importance of bringing awareness to mental health and what good or bad mental health looks like. Since it's often not a conversation that is talked about at home, coming from immigrant households, it's kind of difficult for our parents to understand the impacts of mental health. So I think it's a great conversation to start amongst the youth, since they will be the leaders since they will be starting their careers soon and kind of going out into post-secondary education and becoming the leaders of the next generation.
Musa explained the main messages Jakku Kombid is hoping Black youth will take away from the Black Youth Rising Project.
We're just trying to highlight the importance of like leadership, ownership, mentorship, and entrepreneurship as well. I'm an entrepreneur myself. I have a lash business and a makeup services business that I created. So I might do a workshop on that as well for the youth, just to kind of learn what entrepreneurship is all about and just kind of teach them the importance of being able to start your own brand if they want to.
Musa also said she has been considering hosting a workshop for the Black Youth Rising Project that highlights her experience as a Black entrepreneur. Musa owns 11 Beauty Cosmetics and said that as she was building her brand, she craved guidance from members of the Black community. Musa said that if she hosts a workshop on entrepreneurship, she hopes it will fill the need that she noticed while building her own company.
When I was trying to do trying to do research and learn about how to start my own brand, I noticed that there's not many Black people in Ottawa that are kind of informed or know how to do that. I learned mostly through YouTube, where most of the creators are white or other ethnicities. So I think that, like, for me to personally do a workshop and inform youth about that would kind of spark that idea into their brain of maybe if they want to create their own brand, that it's very possible and it's not as difficult as people may think it is. And it's very much possible for them to start one too.
For CHUO FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.